Welcome to the pulse that moves the triangle world today. This one-size-fits-all broadcast is a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, helpful tips, what's trending, events, and boundless other adventures. It's a conversation pit of comedians, politicians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. Today we're talking about religion. COVID-19 religion, that is. Around the world, people are struggling to have church with no church. And as usual, in times of trouble, that's when we turn to the Lord the most. And the one place you turn to isn't open for business, so that's tough. Now, I'm not an overly religious person, but religion is important to me. And, you know, especially the big one this past Easter, you know, that's one of the biggies. And so like everybody else, my husband and I were seeking out streaming services, online church, that type of thing. We found a really good one for Good Friday. There was the Stations of the Cross, and it was the actual path of Jesus in Jerusalem. And then I think it was Harvest Church did a good one where Mary was preparing Jesus in the tomb. And I mean, I just sobbed through it. So when we started discussing Easter church, it was like, you know, I just had this need to do something a little bit more. And luckily, I found this glorious, brave man, Pastor Will Breedlove of the Harriet Baptist Church in Henderson, who came up with the idea to arrange church service at a drive-in movie theater. Pastor Will is with us today. Welcome, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Mary.
Well, I thank you for working this out. The service was at the Raleigh Road Outdoor Theater on Raleigh Road in Henderson. That theater opened in 1949 as the Moon Glow. Some of the folks will remember as the Moon Glow. It's only one of six drive-in theaters left in operation in North Carolina. So just from my personal experience, so my husband and I went out there on Easter Sunday, and I'm glad we arrived a little early because I didn't expect this, but we found ourselves kind of just exploring the drive-in theater, you know, just visually from our car doing the social distancing thing. But it was kind of like a wow moment being at a drive-in theater again, because I don't think we've been to one in maybe 15 years with so many of them having shut down. So we're looking at the screen and thinking about what was the last movie we saw. And there's the good old concession stand, the same concession stand you see at every drive-in movie theater out there. But, you know, once the service started, I was completely transformed and found myself beeping my horn in amen like the rest of the congregation. So tell us, Pastor Will, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, about 5 weeks ago, when the mandate was 100 or less for gathering, we decided to cancel church service until we could come up with a better option. And so we started to brainstorm on what we could do. And Tuesday morning, when I got out of bed, I don't know if the Lord put it on my heart or what, but the Raleigh Road Outdoor Movie Theater came to my mind. Because it would be a great, safe place to worship. They already had the FM transmitter, so I knew people could stay in the car, keep the windows rolled up, and turn it to 90.3 FM. And so later on in that day, one of my youth actually works there part-time, so I called her and got the phone number to the owner and just talked to him about what were the options of us using that to gather the church in a safe place to for worship. And he liked the idea. And so that's how it started. I was just very blessed to still have one of the six drive-in movie theaters in operation in my hometown.
Yes, you were. And I think the Lord did direct you to that, because that is like out of the box thinking. So there probably was some divine intervention. Now, what is the name of the person at the drive-in theater? I think he deserves a shout out for allowing folks to do this.
Yes, his name is Mark Franks, and he has been just amazing. He's really been a good Samaritan. Just to show you his heart, even though he's not open for business, he is not charging us to use his place. He said he wanted this to be inspiration to the community, and so he's been letting us use it free of charge, and we've been very thankful for that.
That is amazing. So there you go. Is he a parishioner for you? Is he one of the members of your congregation?
No, I've never met him. He's owned it for 6 years. I knew new owners owned it, but I never personally met him. And the only connection I had was the young lady that works there that goes to my church.
So that even speaks more to his generosity. So that's great. Now, why did you feel such a strong need for that? What did you feel was missing, or, you know, what drove you to that decision?
Well, just the community part of it. It's been such an uneasiness. And it's something that you cannot duplicate on social media. We have small groups, and we're a church that really is a close community. And we do life together. And I've done a Zoom Bible study with my small group, and we enjoyed seeing each other. But that corporate gathering of worship, it just wasn't the same. It was missing, and I was very thankful for it. And the drive-in is just a great way that we can still gather. We can still wave at each other through the windshield. And one of my favorite things, Mary, is when the service is over with, it's one way in and it's one way out. And I just get to stand at the exit. And I actually remember seeing you when y'all pull through, and just get to just to wave at everybody, give them a smile, thumbs up, let them know that you know we're going to make it through it, and we're going to come out stronger once we get through this in the end.
Yeah, even that's a good point. Even just that slight interaction, although through windows and in vehicles, which I got to say, everybody adhered to the rules. So that's something great. Everybody stayed in their cars, and, you know, it's so tempting to want to hug each other or just, you know, catch up on the week or whatever. But everybody obeyed all the regulations, and that's important so that you can continue to offer this. But you're right, and that was very nice. And that was your wife standing with you, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and that was so nice. And I tell you, Pastor, we drove just about an hour, plus maybe a little bit, to come to that service. That's how important what you're doing is.
I can't tell you how many phone calls, cards, emails. You know, these are things I receive every once in a while in the past, but these last 4 weeks, it's really increased, and just letting people me know to keep on doing it. It means so much to them. It helps them get back through the week that they can gather, and just very important.
Is it very complicated to come out and set everything up?
No. It takes us about 20 minutes. It took us a little bit longer on Easter Sunday because we decorated the front. And we also, one of my church members, Chris Askew, he made those crosses, those three crosses that we put on stage. So on Easter service, it took us a little bit longer. But most time in 20 minutes, my sound guy, he keeps everything in the back of his Ford Explorer. And so he just backs in and plugs up to the movie theater's equipment, and then we're on. We're ready to go.
That's good. So what's been the response from your congregation?
They are very appreciative, very thankful, and it means a lot to them. I even see people tear up you know, when they're riding by, just it's been special.
I mean, I know you say you got a lot of thank you cards and appreciation like that, but is anybody saying particularly what it meant in their lives to have that? Anything about fellowship or being fortified?
Can you say that question again?
Oh, I know you mentioned about the folks sending thank you cards and showing appreciation, but have you had any conversations where someone might have expressed that this really meant a lot to them, either fellowship wise or being, you know, being fortified, like those kind of conversations?
Oh yes, yes. So one of the things I'm seeing, Mary, is especially some of the older congregation. Even though they've been living alone for years, some of them expressed that they never felt so lonely, even though they've been living by themselves for 10 years, as they have the last few weeks. And it's the highlight of that week to know that they can come to a safe place. And even though they're staying in their cars, they said it just really helps them with that isolation. And it's been, of course, you know, their hope is not in anything I say. It's coming from the message that we get from the Word of God, but it just means so much to them.
That's interesting. You know, like you're saying, people that have been alone are lonely, even though living alone they weren't, but now they are. It's just, I guess, because there's just nothing. You can't go to the store and talk to the cashier. You can't, you know, you go into the church. It's just, you know, even the parks, a lot of the parks are closed. It's not, you can walk on a path and just say hi to somebody. It's just that human connection. And
that's what is, you cannot duplicate on social media, is that human connection.
Exactly. So how long do you plan to continue doing this?
My plan is to continue to do it until they lift the restrictions. So I'm hoping that that hopefully by June, things will be safe. Of course, you know, every day things are changing and we still don't know, but I'm going to continue if I have to all the way through the winter.
Yeah, there you go.
But I hope we won't have to continue that long.
People will be a little cold sitting in their cars, probably.
Well, the good thing about sitting in your car, you can control the climate. If you're too hot, you can turn your AC on. If you're too cold, you can turn your heat on. So you can crank your car up while you're there. And so that helps too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, and that's the fun part of it too, in a way, that you've got that kind of control and you kind of sit maybe not quite as straight as you would if you were in the church pew, and
you don't have to put on makeup.
That's always a plus. Always a plus.
Yeah. So one interesting thing about the drive-in services that I've noticed that I've been very blessed by. There are people that I know in this community. I actually was born and raised in the community that I pastor in, so I know a lot of people. And for whatever reasons, they kind of are intimidated to kind of come into church in a regular worship building, but they have been coming to the drive-in services, and that just shows me that even though times are very challenging right now, that when they are challenging, a lot of times it strengthens people's faith and also causes people to seek the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
So with knowing so many people, what's your feel for what's going out there just generally? Do you have a lot of unemployment in your congregation, or how are people dealing with things?
Well, we have... I wouldn't say a lot of unemployment, but we do have a lot of people who right now they're not too concerned, but they're probably more worried about if things the economy does not pick back up in the next few weeks, then they're going to be a little bit more concerned about, you know, income and things like that. But nothing too major on that. Some people lost their jobs. some of the saddest things that I've seen this coronavirus affect people as a pastor, Mary, is, you know, they may have a loved one that is sick, and they can't visit that person, and that person is in the hospital alone. And so that's been real tough. I had to do a funeral the other week, and we had to have, you know, only 10 people there. And ministering to the family was just so much different. I had to do most of it over the telephone instead of being with them during that time of grief and just that personal touch. And it was definitely different. So things like that have been kind of challenging for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been seeing that on the national news where nurses are, like, with tablets just trying to communicate loved one to loved one because they can't be there. And, yeah, it's very difficult. Again, another time when you really need church.
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, also I have some families that have a parent that's in a senior citizen's home. And some of them been able to see them through the window. And some of them, they haven't been able to. So that makes it tough.
So with such a need for church, any direction you would give to someone out there who thinks, well, this is just impossible, I can't do this, to like another church that may not have the convenience of a drive-in movie theater, but I've seen some places they even just do it in the parking lot of a church.
Yes, I'm starting to see more churches do that. Matter of fact, I had a pastor friend call me the other day, and all the FM broadcasters, the shortwave ones, they're on back order, and so they went with AM. So a lot of churches are doing that. But if I could say anything, some of the other things that we're doing to stay connected is me and one of my staff pastors, my family pastor, his name is Brandon. We try each week to call people, really focus on the ones that we know are more isolated. Tomorrow, me and him are meeting at church, and we're going to write a lot of cards to people and mail it to them so that maybe during the middle of the week next week they'll get the card. And it's just a lot of little things that you can do to let people know that you care for them. Of course, we have a widow's ministry. So the widows in our church, they have a family who adopts them. And usually they will call once or twice a month to make sure there was nothing that they needed. So now they are calling them weekly to make sure that there's no necessities they need, make sure they have all the supplies that they need, and just to have just a heart-to-heart phone conversation with them, checking on them. That's meant a lot to the widows in our church, and just giving our church opportunity to serve in different ways.
Well, that certainly speaks to religion not being the building, it's the people.
Oh, yes.
And in excellent outreach, and just one more thing that is so valuable in this time. Now, I know you said you're going to continue with this until we don't need it anymore, which is fabulous news. You have two services on Sunday?
I actually have three. I have a 8:30 and 11 and 6 o'clock at night. And we also have a Wednesday night service.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Okay, so that's good news. Can you say that one more time?
We have a 8:30 service, 11 o'clock service, and a 6 o'clock service on Sundays. And on Wednesday nights, we have a 7 o'clock service.
Okay, so that's a lot of opportunity for people to have a way to fill the void. I'm sure we're all feeling.
But we're not doing any of those right now. All those services have been canceled. The only thing that we're doing is just the 9:30 and 11 at the drive-in until we can gather back for regular worship.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were saying those were all at the drive-in at those times.
I sensed that. That's why I just wanted to make sure that I was, didn't want nobody to drive out there on a Sunday night and be nobody there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just normal things that we do during the week. And another thing that that we do, we have small groups or family groups where we try to, about 10 or 12 people would meet in a house during the week. And some of our small groups, we're still doing it through Zoom. And, so we do get that connection some too. And sometimes it's good just to see someone smile and just let them know you're thinking about them.
Absolutely. And is there a website where people can go to, you know, hear more about all the different things that you do?
Yes, we you can go to HarrietBaptist.com, and we also have a Facebook page, so they can go to the Harriet Baptist Facebook page, and they can look and see the different things we do.
Because I'm sure after hearing this broadcast that folks are either going to head out there on Sundays or realizing going forward all the different ministries there are available to them once we're back up and running. So, Pastor Will, thanks so much for all your time. I wanted to ask you if you would leave us with a message, a takeaway from all of this, something maybe of hope or direction that you might want to share with the listeners.
Yeah, I would be glad to. Starting this Sunday, I'm going to be preaching through the book of Philippians. And earlier today, as I was just reading through the book, it's only four chapters, this one verse kind of stood out to me, and I would just like to share that with our listeners right now. That comes from Philippians chapter 4. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Wow, that sounds like it was like written specifically for right now. It is right on the point.
Yep.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you so much for being with us today and for what you're doing with the drive-in movie service.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I'm even more thankful that you came out and drove an hour to worship with us on Easter Sunday. That means a lot.
The thanks goes to you, Pastor.
Well, you have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now it's time for our nonprofit spotlight. And why not think about churches? We usually center on an organization, but talking about church, golly, there's so many ways you can volunteer at a church. Run a Bible studies class, do the audiovisual equipment, join a choir, prepare the altar, work in their garden, work in their office, be a social greeter, be an usher. Heck, you can even fix the pipes. The list goes on and on. So if you're looking for some place to give back, maybe check out your local church, even if you don't belong to a church. They can always use volunteers. Well, it's time to high five and say goodbye. Thanks for joining us via Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, etc. And don't forget you can catch us at our website, triangle411.buzzsprout.com. This is Mary Innsbrucker for Triangle 411. Today, .. Realize your blessings and give thanks.